So when I say that, I just think of where we are currently as a city and how all of these structures and systems and manifestation of power, like multi-county SWAT teams coming into Hudson or immigration and customs enforcement coming here, and how people talk about Hudson as a problem especially when we talk about drugs, it's always seen as the problem. It's where the drugs come from. Even when I was in high school, it was like that. And nobody focuses on the fact that the affluent white communities surrounding the area are the ones who are fueling the problem, who are the one purchasing the drugs, and the majority of them, at least. There's not raids in, you know, the school districts. At least there's not militarized raids with armored Humvees and men in face masks with AR-15s coming into their houses. And the shootings that are happening, youth being shot, gun violence, these are all things that people identify as being Hudson problems. I think that the increase in opioid use and death has certainly shown us that, like, these are not just Hudson problems, these are not just brown people problems, these are not just working class problems. It's an epidemic that's hitting all of our communities across Columbia County, regardless of those categories that people put people in. And so I wish that Hudson was seen as an opportunity, an opportunity for understanding, an opportunity for problem solving, an opportunity to see what resilience looks like. An opportunity to come together rather than always see each other as opposing sides, and that the people and cultures and communities here were valued rather than continuously devalued. I wish community development was seen as an opportunity more than economic development. Even level with would be a positive change. So I guess those are some of the things I mean when I say I wish our community was seen as an opportunity rather than a problem.
Is there anything else you'd like to share today?
I guess from a community and political perspective, I'd say that the changes, the problems that I've mentioned in this interview, I wholeheartedly believe are problems that we have the power to solve. We have the voices to represent ourselves, and that I encourage people to get involved in whatever getting involved means to you. Whatever is affecting you, you have a say in it. And that we shouldn't continue to rely on people that are traditionally considered leaders, i.e. the establishment. We shouldn't continue to rely on the legislative process. We shouldn't continue to rely on police to keep us safe. We shouldn't continue to rely on politicians to make decisions in our interests. I feel that we need to continue to build community. We need to continue to address our own problems. And I feel that if we're going to see solutions that are in our own interests, then they're going to be solutions that we create ourselves. And if that means transforming the political process so that it's working in our favor, then I think community organizing and building those solutions is part of that process. And anyone who's listening, come out to our next game.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.